How about this setup? Isn't this super fancy?
I love it.
Look at this china with the rose.
I'm ready. I'm ready for lunch.
Yeah, you're ready to eat?
Yeah.
We're a little hungry.
Yeah.
I have this beautiful table setting with these really cool plates. These are called Seder plates, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But this whole meal right here, this celebration, is such an important celebration that the Israelites were commanded to celebrate it. And Jesus Christ himself celebrated this magnificent meal. And we're going to talk to you today about what this meal is and what it's called and maybe why we should be celebrating it too. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uselak Hall with Dr. Donald W. Perry. And this is part two of the Come Follow Me lesson for Exodus chapter 7 through 13. So grab your scriptures and turn to Exodus chapter 12. That is where we're going to be today. And we're going to mark some really cool things in our scriptures and discuss, Don, why are we setting this up and what does it have to do with the book of Exodus?
Let's first look at the significant last three or four days of Jesus' life.
Okay.
And how are these so consequential? We have the Passover meal, which we call the Last Supper, the institution of the sacrament, washing of feet. You have to read all four Gospels to put this together. The discourse on the two comforters, powerful. Jesus in Gethsemane, the trials, the soldiers, the buffeting, the whipping, the mocking, the crucifixion, Golgotha, which is Calvary in a different word, the garden tomb, and the resurrection. Whoa, 4 or 5 days or whatever, however we look at the calendar, 3 or 4 days, so consequential. So we're going to look at specifically Exodus 12, as you have stated, and the Passover.
So we have the origin of the Passover.
Yep.
This is so much fun. In Exodus chapter 12,
yes,
verse 11 is where you're going to find that word. So go there and highlight the Lord's Passover. It was enacted annually during the Jewish month of Abib. Is that how you say it?
Aviv, yes.
Aviv.
Here it's two B's, but I think in the Hebrew it's...
It would be a V. Yeah. Very cool. Which occurs around March or April, and it recalls the occasion when God's destroying angel passed over the obedient of Israel. There's that word.
So this is just a little preview. Mm-hmm. We're going to pursue this in a minute, but Paul called Jesus our Passover.
Yeah.
There's no question that the Passover points to Jesus. Nephi called Jesus the Lamb and the Lamb of God, and John the Baptist proclaimed him to be the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
We have symbols of the Passover. There's so many. We have a sacrificial lamb, a male lamb, a lamb without blemish, a lamb killed after noon, bitter herbs, saving blood, blood on wood, complete sacrifice, flesh of the lamb, firstborn killed, whole assembly participated. It was covenantal. That's important. No broken bones, saving from bondage, deliverance, calendar, and the wicked are cut off. One of the cool things about this is that we have these Seder plates right here.
Yes, yes. Explain these.
So we'll explain it right here because talk about symbols of the Passover. That's what these plates tell us. It tells the story of the Passover. I highly recommend you do a Passover meal with your family and friends. Look it up. It's so easy to find, and you can figure out what goes in each one of these places. But there are certain things that tell the story of the Israelites being relieved from bondage in Egypt and the story that goes with it. And there are things you can eat, things you probably don't want to eat. There are things that are bitter and yucky that they use horseradish for today. And then there's other things that do taste good. And it's just really cool to immerse, especially kids, in this idea of Passover and adults. They love to be able to eat the food and learn the story of the Passover. So that's what this is, a Seder plate. What does Seder mean?
Order.
Yes.
The order of things.
And this is the order of the story. Very
and
fun.
Both of us have conducted Passover meals with friends or family or wards or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
And I've done it a few times. I remember one steak doing it several years ago. It's special.
Yeah, it really
is.
It's
special. What we'll now do is look at some of the symbols and how they apply to Christ.
Oh, perfect.
So the Passover offering was a lamb.
And Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
The lamb was called the Lord's Passover.
And Jesus was called Passover.
The Passover lamb needed to be a male.
Jesus is male.
Let me insert here, not all sacrificial animals for other sacrifices were males.
A lot of them
were females.
Okay.
Maybe we'll touch upon that when we talk about the sacrifices.
Yes, but this specific one, not Passover,
this one
had to be a male.
Had to be a male.
And it had to be, this next one is, completely without blemish.
Yes.
And then how interesting that Christ was without blemish.
Yes,
without
and when
spot.
Peter wrote that, he's using Old Testament language just so everyone's clear.
Wow.
We're talking about Christ.
Neat.
So Israel ate bitter herbs.
And Jesus drank from the bitter cup.
The token of the lamb's blood saved ancient Israel from death.
And Christ's atoning blood saves souls from the grave and from spiritual death.
The lamb's blood was struck on the door's vertical post and horizontal beam.
Christ's blood fell on the cross's vertical post and horizontal beam.
The lamb was sacrificed at Passover.
Jesus was sacrificed at Passover.
That's not a coincidence.
No.
That's...
So this is always strikes me because when I learned that the Last Supper was the Passover meal, I wondered what the Savior knew. Did Jesus know? Did he, like, this is about me?
Yeah.
We're, this will all be me here pretty soon, or has been me since the foundation of the earth. I mean, it just, it blows my mind. I would love to be able to say, did you know? Like, what was going through your mind at that dinner?
The Passover lamb was killed after noon.
Jesus was killed after noon.
Israel ate the flesh of the lamb.
The sacramental bread, which is eaten, represents Christ's body.
That Passover Last Supper, they had both, in my opinion, in my studies, they both ate lamb, and then they had the emblems of the sacrament.
Oh, yeah.
At that same, Matthew 26 and so on. Firstborn males of Egypt died.
Christ was the firstborn of the Father and is firstborn of the dead.
The whole assembly killed the Passover lamb.
The entire assembly slew Jesus.
The Passover released Israel from bondage.
The atonement releases mortals from the bondage of sin and death.
No bones of the sacrificial lamb were to be broken.
And Christ's bones were not broken on the cross.
The Passover provided temporal deliverance to those who smeared the lamb's blood on their door.
And Jesus provides spiritual deliverance to those who accept his blood.
I love these parallels.
Me too.
They just open up the scriptures.
Yep.
Okay, there's the law of proxy. And that's the capacity or power for one to act as a substitute for another. In the Passover, the lamb whose blood was smeared on the doorpost served as a proxy for the Israelite family so that the destroying angel would pass over them. Jesus Christ's blood saves us from the destructive elements of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
I find something very interesting with the calendar.
Oh, and that is,
I participated in Passover meals with a lot of my Jewish friends in Israel and elsewhere.
Okay.
And one of their strong and significant customs is to put a chair out for Elijah the prophet.
Okay.
And they set the table, and the children and the mom and dad sit here. They have a chair for Elijah and a place setting. During their ceremony, they even open the door.
Mm-hmm.
They have a child open the door, and they're waiting for Elijah. So here's an interesting calendar connection. We're going to deal with this more when we deal with Elijah the prophet. Elijah came to the prophet Joseph, section 110. Elijah did come, and it was Passover week.
Yes, it was. April 3rd, 1836. Very good. Yes, and Elijah came. It's the coolest fulfillment of this idea of Passover. And we'll end with this painting. This is by Leonardo da Vinci depicting the Last Supper. This is probably one of my favorite things to do and celebrate with people is the Passover meal and to talk about, because some other things that are really neat in there is the idea of no unleavened bread. I mean, they didn't have time to wait for their bread to rise, and they were given very clear instructions in Exodus chapter 12 about how they're supposed to get ready. In fact, they were supposed to have their shoes on, ready to go at the command when Moses is like, we're free. And the trust and faith the people must have had in him to put their shoes on and be ready to go is so powerful to me. And then they celebrated this. So take this opportunity to celebrate Passover with your family and friends. Go through all the different symbols and really talk about Jesus Christ as he pertains to the story in Exodus chapter 12. And I hope you have as much fun with them as I have with Don in discussing this, because the powerful significance of the symbols, again, so much symbolism in our culture and our belief system that it's just worth leaning into these symbols of the Passover. Thanks for joining us for this discussion today. Shalom and goodbye.